When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Tigress. We are lounging here in the studio today because we are two episodes in. We have our shoes off. We're chilling. And Amanda and I are going to talk about something a little bit more lighthearted than we usually do, which is when we talk about, like, trauma. I don't know if I've told you this, but my therapist has, like, an Italian accent.
No way.
Like a New York Italian accent. And so
can you imitate it?
Trauma.
Trauma.
Trauma. Anyways, and of course, because I have a lot of trauma, we talk a lot about trauma.
That's why you say it like that. Trauma. It was just you being weird.
No, she literally has an Italian accent. Italian New York. Anyways, Amanda and I are here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the tattoos that we have.
This is a really expensive therapist.
It's not a really expensive therapist. The, like, market value of a out-of-network therapist is, like,
yeah.
$200.
Yeah, that makes sense.
$215. Anyways. So, Amaya has been getting quite tatted, and I also have a few tattoos of my own. And I think one of the most common questions that I get on TikTok that is not about periods is about what my tattoos are. People asking, like, to give a little tattoo tour. And I also have questions for you on, like, how you're feeling about covering your whole body with tattoos in such a short amount of time.
I'm so hyped.
A lot of decisions to make. So this is Nadia speaking, and my first tattoo that I got, let's just go with first tattoos first. The first tattoo that I got is the female gender sign on my left wrist.
It's really bad.
It is the worst tattoo I've ever had done.
It's the worst one I've ever seen.
Yeah. The head is beheaded. The lines are quite blurry.
Yep.
And there's, like, part of the right of the face of the gender sign that's, like, smudged. So I...
it's like a circle and then a T, and the circle and the T are not attached to each other.
Yeah, they're, like, slightly separated, and it definitely is just not a well done tattoo. But it was I was 18.
How much was it?
$120.
Oh, what?
Which is honestly a lot.
That's a lot. Portland?
Like a 2016 tattoo in Portland on 23rd Street.
That happened in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that happened in, like, 10 minutes. So I go back and forth on whether I want it removed, but at the same time, I think that's expensive. And, you know, for me at this point, it's just kind of like, you know, it means a lot to me in terms of, I love that I have it. Obviously, a lot of my work, a lot of my life is about supporting women and menstruators. So having it, I feel like it's a tattoo that I would want to have. It's just poorly done. What was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo was with you. It was the little dinosaur. That was my first tattoo.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When Issa was here, we got matching. We
had
matching
was that?
Tattoos.
This winter, right?
No. It was a few months ago.
Yeah, but, like, when was it?
I don't know. But we have matching dinosaur on our right ankle. And it was, like, a flash tattoo. We were, like, walking on Bedford in Williamsburg, New York.
I think it was in February for your birthday. We're here for your birthday,
yeah,
February 11th.
It was... one of those tattoos where it's like $50 flash tat. Mm-hmm. So we both have it. And it was so funny because we were talking about getting something really meaningful and unique. We were thinking about, I was trying to get us to get the Three Sisters Mountains because we're three sisters and there's a series of mountains in the Pacific Northwest.
Issa wanted us to all get, like, three sprigs of lavender.
You wanted to get fans, like Asian fans.
I wanted us to get Asian fans, like custom designed. Each one has, like, a similar fan with different designs.
Yeah. And so we were thinking, you know, something really meaningful. And
but we could not agree on shit.
A flash tattoo of a T-Rex, a chubby T-Rex.
That, like, everyone has because it's $50 at the Williamsburg Mall.
Yeah. And I remember talking to the tattoo artist.
Is this cool and basic?
And we were like,
cool or basic?
We were like, is this cool or do a lot of people get this? And he was like, a lot of people get this.
He looked so annoyed.
He was so annoyed. We were like, have you done it a lot? And he was like, yeah, a lot. And we were like, is it basic? And he was like, yeah, it's pretty basic.
Like, he said it in the most monotonous tone.
Yeah. Okay, so your first tattoo was just a few months ago.
It was in February. It is now June.
So it's been 5 months, Amaya.
Yep.
And you have...
let me tell you. It's 8.
You have 8 tattoos, and they're not small tattoos.
They're not small. They're pretty big. Yeah.
Okay. So my the dinosaur tattoo actually for me is the fourth tattoo that I have. The first one I got was the female genocide. The second tattoo, I have one under my right boob that says the word resilience.
I can't believe nobody diagnosed with you with BPD earlier.
Why?
Did you know that getting sporadic, really bad tattoos like on the go is like a marker of BPD?
No.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's just a young person.
No, because when my therapist was like, you might be bipolar, she was like, we had to go through these questions and she was like, do you get random tattoos? Well, and I said, no, but my sister does.
I only have four, but I think that for me, like, I got the left one mostly because it stopped me from cutting myself because I used to cut myself on the left hand and now I have a tattoo.
A little slicey. Yeah. That's actually from
dark humor.
That's from my Connecticut boy.
And then I have the resilience under my right boob. Also, like, I walked in randomly, didn't know what I was going to get. And then I decided to do that. It's in my best friend's handwriting. And then once I was on it, the first time Henry came to visit me in New York, I woke up and I thought, I think I'm going to get a tattoo. And I had this idea because it's a joke in our family that everyone except for me has like a really circle face, a circle face. I got three circles. But what's really funny is I got the three circles and it literally is just like literally three kind of poorly done circles that rubbed off. And then I had to like go to this guy in Bushwick to get it retouched.
A different person.
It's the same guy, okay. But he like was at his home studio. So I got that one before I got the dinosaur. And then I looked up like what a three dot in a row meant. And apparently it's like a prison tattoo. That means like a prison gang tattoo. That means like this, like live life or something. Or like live life.
It could
life
also
on the
just
edge.
Be like dot, dot, dot.
No, yeah. So it's like dot, dot, dot. It reminds me of the Office episode where Jim dresses up his Facebook and he makes his face. He like puts three circles on him and he's his face is like in a book, so he's like a Facebook.
It could also be like, you know, the semicolon tattoo, like.
Okay, but yes, it's my family with their round faces.
But really, anyways, it wasn't very thought out.
So this is me over the course of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You are 5 months in.
Yeah, but my tattoos are sick.
They're big.
They're sick, though.
Okay, but let's just walk through them. So you got the dinosaur.
I got the dinosaur, and then I really wanted, like, I've had one tattoo idea I've wanted forever is family zodiacs. Like Chinese zodiacs. I wasn't sure what size. When I was like, okay, way back when. I've known for a while that I want tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I ever questioned that I was going to be completely covered in tattoos. The only hesitancy was my mom is really good at guilting me around like my body modifications while simultaneously supporting me. Like, once it happens, she's like, I love it for you. I love it for you. But, like, up until then, she's like, you're a beautiful face.
No,
like,
mom's always a little concerned about tattoos.
I know, because the permanence. But, like, as soon as I get it, then she's, like, supportive.
I think it used to be a religious thing, too. It used to be, like, a God didn't make you with tattoos.
A little bit pure, a little bit purity thing there. But, like, I think, like, when my mom, like, when Sophia realized that I was going to, like, be a little bit unhinged, then I started getting my piercings, and I got more piercings, I think she was like, okay, this is happening. But so my big thing was, like, artists. Like, I've known I wanted tattoos forever, but I have a very specific aesthetic. And people ask me, like, oh, like, who are your style icons? And, like, honestly, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I either fuck with it or I don't. I fuck with it or I don't. And I seriously, like, I know I have a lot of inspirations, but, like, I don't have one person I'm trying to, like, be or anything, right? It is so hard for me to find artists that I really like because I've been searching for years and years and years. And so now that I finally released myself, like, after the dinosaur tattoo, I've just started hitting up the artists that I've, like, really wanted forever.
So.
And getting five in a row.
I just think it's so funny because that your first tattoo was such a basic tattoo. Like, we got literally a small chubby T-Rex on our ankles. Yep. But so then your next tattoo was you got the fan. You got
it was
a huge
fan
on your
head. MJ and Benwell. She, like, owns Benwell. It's, like, a Korean tattoo shop. It was really expensive and I will never pay that much for a tattoo.
What, $2,000?
Yo, it was $2,000 and I had, like, saved up so much money because I thought because I got the quote and then I booked the appointment a little bit ahead of time, right? So I was, like, saving up money and, like, I decided, like, okay, tattoos are really expensive and so I make all my main income is from art. And so I picked up a side hustle about 6 months ago, which is nails. And because it's my side hustle, all my spending money is nails.
Yeah.
So I busted my ass to save up $2,000 from nail money to get this tattoo. And now, honestly, like, it's worth it. Like, I fucking love my tattoo. But, like, for a first tattoo, like, do not pay over $400.
Was it an original tattoo? Like, this is an original design.
It was a flash. I don't know if it was pleated.
Your fan is
most of my tattoos are flashes.
Okay, so this is what I find so interesting though, because I'm like, you're an artist.
Don't you want to design them? Everyone else, don't you want to design your own tattoos?
No, not like, you design, but you would want other people to design you original tattoos or have meaningful tattoos because you're like an artist all about this meaning and stuff.
You want
to
hear my tattoo philosophy? My tattoo philosophy is if I like it, I'm going to get it. And also like, I don't really care about repeats because it's like anyone, like everyone can wear a dress very differently, right?
So you want, you all of the ones you have right now are flash?
No. Six out of the eight are flash, I think. I might be doing the math wrong. But like my tattoo from MJ, and then I have four tattoos from Zoe Yanagawa at Into the Void from in Portland. And those all four are flashes. But I think that my...
Okay, how did you choose these? And describe them.
No, literally, I just like them. But like one is like the... Okay, I don't really know. Okay, I don't look at the meanings. I wish I probably should. But like one, I have like a thorn around one of my...
It's a barbed wire.
A barbed wire around one of my... what's this called?
Elbow.
An elbow.
That's called an elbow.
Like a heart with like the three swords, which is kind of like that, like very like kind of basic tattoo. Like there's a lot of the heart with the swords. But I was like, okay, three sisters, but I actually just liked it. And then I have like a thorn cherry, which like the thorns are kind of like very popular right now, but I'm kind of going with it. Because I think
into it.
Yeah, I like the idea of being able to release myself to be like, oh, I liked it. I'm gonna get it. And then if I don't like it later, I can go back and be like, oh, that's what I liked then. Or like I have a really big fear of developing Alzheimer's because
so
one
you
of
don't
our like,
mind.
Like when Les got Alzheimer's, he's like our Jewish grandpa. And that was like terrifying to me. Yeah. So like I kind of like the idea of like if I ever have memory problems, I can like look at my body and like remember what I did in my life.
Which was get impulsive.
Yes, that's tattoos. Why I want a lot of tattoos. I'm like scared of like losing my memory.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save money on your insurance? Of course you would. After all, who wouldn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all of the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save.
This show is part of the Pro Democracy Podcast Coalition. I think most of us agree that in a functioning democracy, the winner should be determined by the voters. Well, that almost didn't happen in 2020. Now, extremists are working to intimidate and replace nonpartisan election workers with quote-unquote yes men who might reject election results. The only thing that will stop them is us. We've partnered with the grassroots pro-democracy organization, Represent Us, to give you the tools you need to protect free and fair elections. Learn more and get involved. Visit represent.us/pod to learn more.
But this is not calcifying any sort of memory thing. This is just reminding you that you got impulsive flash tattoos.
But they like remind, okay.
They remind you of your impulsive young years.
Yes. Yeah. No, not that. Okay. Also like, I like the idea. I mean, it is no secret that I love playing with my appearance and negotiating the way that I perceive myself and I am perceived. And like that happened a lot when like, okay, like starting to play. Okay. I know that I'm depressed when I stop caring about what I look like. And I started doing nails, started getting my lashes done, started doing my makeup, started playing with my hair. And I realized how freeing it was expression-wise.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I could do like body modifications and piercings and tattoos. And it's like, it's all about trying to figure out how I feel on the inside and making my outside appearance also appear that way. And it just makes me so much more comfortable in the world. And like, I don't really care if people stare at me because that's just like how I feel.
Well, and I don't think tattoos all have to be like a huge meaning story behind it.
No, I don't.
I just always found it fascinating.
It's just like an aesthetic.
It's
not a deep thing. It's just like that's how I feel. I want to manifest that into a visual manifestation. But that's literally visual art.
But
I'm a visual artist.
When I'm 72, when I'm 72 and you're 70,
I'm going to be so hot.
You're going to have all these tats.
I'm so excited.
And they're all going to be like blue.
Well, I'll get them touched up. But also like I think that is kind of the allure of it too. Like if... Okay, first of all, I think it's a myth that like old people with tattoos are like messy or something. Like, I think old people with tattoos look sick as fuck. I also plan on just continuously getting tattoos.
Over.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind. Like, if things fade, I'll get a new one on top of it. I don't care if they overlap. Like, I think it's fun. I think that, like, I like the aesthetic of, like, overlapping a little bit. Yeah. I don't mind that.
Okay. I just pulled up while you were talking.
Middle school desk aesthetic. It's called, like, floating.
Middle school desk aesthetic.
I'm into that. But so also not, like, I have plans. Yeah. Like, I have, oh, sorry, I'm interrupting again. But, like, the tattoo I just got from Hot Bird Bath on Instagram, Z, incredible, incredible artist, have been a fan for years.
Okay.
And I've wanted this tattoo. Like, I chose Z because they are doing my Zodiac family portrait. I have reached out to and talked to so many artists, like, to the point of deposit for this tattoo. And once I saw Z's work, I was like, this is what's happening. Zodiac. Yeah, yeah. And it's a huge tattoo on my stomach and a little bit on my ribs.
So Amaya, just for context, Amaya just got like two large Chinese Zodiac tigers on her left side. I am a little bit nervous about you getting Issa's Chinese Zodiac, the ram, on your stomach, because you have such a beautiful abs and like not that it's going to make it less beautiful, but think about how it's going to stretch and not stretch, like when you eat and then not eat, like. Maybe. And I think I told my friend Flo, we went to House of X, and I was like telling her, like, literally we were like at the bar and I was telling her my plan, and she looked, because there's a tattoo station, yeah. And I was like, let's get $50, like, let's get tattoos right now at the club. And she looked at me like horrified, and she goes, no. And I was like, what? And she goes, when you get pregnant, they're gonna fuck up. They're stretch.
And I was like, Flo, that is a problem for a later date. Because I,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you, half, because your tiger's on the side of your face, half of your tiger's face is going to be stretched,
and that's hilarious.
Well, so just, I think as long as you know that.
Also, Rihanna has belly tattoos, and Rihanna is pregnant. So
if Rihanna did it, then we can all.
Then
do
I can
it.
Do it. Wait, also, okay. Like, people bounce back. Like, maybe I'll just hope I'm someone who can, like. I don't like the bounce back thing, but yeah.
I need to express and share with you what the three swords means, because I think it's important. You can always get your own meanings from it, but you should at least know what these tattoos mean.
That's me, Nadia, and Issa.
Okay, so maybe each of the sisters is three. We're each a sword. Maybe me, Amaya, and Issa are all swords.
Mommy can be the heart.
Stabbing mom. The three of us are stabbing mom.
That's like very much what we do.
Oh, Amaya. Or I looked up a meaning, and it's a tarot card meaning. Three of Swords tarot card meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Reading. When the Three of Swords turns up in a tarot reading, it signals that you are feeling deeply hurt and disappointed. Your heart has been pierced by the sharp blades of others' hurtful words, actions, and intentions, and they have inflicted intense emotions of pain, sadness, grief, and heartbreak.
Okay, so does that not sound like a middle child, or does it?
You know, it could be a middle child. So let's just
maybe this actually just makes total sense.
No, Amaya totally. For Jesus. And so I think it's just important to know.
Yeah, I probably should look them up. But regardless, my philosophy with Flash, because I do get this question a lot because I love Flash, is like, as a visual artist. Okay, like, I would design tattoos and go seek out an artist to do my designs on my body. Or as an artist, I can recognize that most of these tattoo artists, I'm looking at their work and looking at their technique, are artists themselves.
Of course.
And I am like, right, how I like to use the public and the public space as a canvas, I am a body that is like how they perceive canvases.
Do you think you'd ever get into tattooing yourself?
Absolutely. I plan on it. Totally.
Yeah.
One day. But like, I need to finish nails school first.
Is there tattoo school?
Yeah, there's like Portland, like people don't really do, like some people don't, like the tattoo industry is changing. A lot of people are not even doing apprenticeships. They're doing like tattoo school. Like there's a one in Portland that's actually pretty good. But anyway, like I like the idea of also going to artists for their work. And Flash is often work that I feel like the artists like want to do, yeah, or want to practice on. It also means that they do it really well because they've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
And like, what
Did
are the
odds?
Did you
get a stick and poke?
No, I gave myself a stick and poke.
Where?
Have you seen it? Is this eye? It's a.
What do you mean Yayo you gave Kusama yourself eye? A stick and poke?
Have you never seen this?
Oh my God. I thought this was a joke. I thought it was Sharpie.
No, I gave it to myself the day after I got the four tattoos
a
from Zoe.
Amaya has a stick and poke on her left leg.
It's one of the Yayo Kusama eyes.
Show it to camera.
So she has a fucking eye on her left foot. Wait, so you wanted this eye, but do you even know how to do stick and poke? Like, is this going to fade?
No. It's not going to fade.
The lines on this one look like the lines on my first tattoo.
Yeah, so I mean, I did it kind of poorly because I didn't really know how to do a stick and poke. So there's a lot of...
What were you doing with like a sewing needle?
No, like, so I went over to my friend's house in Portland.
And they taught you how to do a stick
and
poke.
He taught me how to do... He was like, come over and we can get Thai food and do stick and pokes. And I was like, okay. So I went and we did that and some other things too.
What do you mean some other things?
You know, like stick and pokes and eat Thai food and talk.
Is this the friend you hooked up with?
No.
No. Have you hooked up with anyone?
I plead the silence
for
thing.
Free tattoos.
Absolutely not. But maybe
in the future.
I think it would be more okay. If I hooked up with anyone, that means that I like them as a person, because I need to like you as a person to like hook up with you. Like, I like emotional connections. I think I'm more open. I'm more open now to just like random hookups. Like, I think anyway. Okay, moving on. Like, I would respect them as an artist. Like, I would want, you know, so it'd be more of an exchange thing, probably.
You've never had a sex for, like, an exchange situation? Once I had sex with someone.
I'm thinking.
Because he helped me with my taxes.
Are you fucking kidding me, you BPD? That was definitely before the diagnosis, right?
I don't know if that, yeah, that's before the diagnosis, but I don't know if that's BPD or if that's just
desperation?
Strategic.
Desperation?
No, not desperation.
You just don't want to.
TurboTax is really complicated.
Oh my God, taxes are horrible.
Yeah. Anyways.
I think I would consider it if they were really good.
Interesting. Well, now you have 8 tattoos. Wait, is the 8 tattoos including the
no,
eye?
No, I changed it back. I would definitely have sex for a tattoo.
You have 8 tattoos for with the eye?
Yes.
Or is that 9?
That's 8.
So May's at 8 and I am at 4.
Oh, I also have a dice. I have this incredible, like, Zoe does these incredible flaming dice. I have like a two rolling dice with like flames and kind of like artsy sparkles around it. And that is out of all my flash tattoos, that's probably my only one that had a little bit of meaning, because I had to choose 2 numbers. But I like didn't really care what numbers when I finished. And then Zoe was like, what numbers do you
what
want?
Numbers did you choose?
22.
20. Wait, 22 on when?
22. It's 2, 2. And then there's 4.
So
the
there's
other ones
four,
are.
There's 4. It's 4.
It's 22, but then you can see like other sides. So it's like 22. Then there's some sides that have 4 and 1.
Oh, like it adds up to 22.
No, it's like the dice, the top of the dice are 2, 2. Oh, like you can see it. It's 2, 2.
I don't know if I would call that 22. I would call that 4.
Okay, I'm calling it. No, because some of the sides are 4. So then I was like, oh, that kind of works. So it's like 4 people in a family and there's 1 me. And I'm 22.
Interesting.
I'm kidding. I chose 22 because I was like, what is the closest, because I like the familial things, like
I would
my
not
family
call it
close.
22, I would call it 4.
It's my body, my choice. But you're just trying to annoy me.
No, I mean, if I rolled a dice and it was 5 and 4, would I say 54 or would I say 9?
Okay, well, is it your dice on
no,
your body?
Okay, you're right.
Nadia, our mother got pregnant at 22, so I was like, I'm 22 and it's 2022, and 2 is my special number. Like 22 was my first soccer number, it was my OSA number, it was my lacrosse number, it was like I always do 22. My high school sweetheart, our anniversary date was 2/22. Like I transferred in 22.
Wait, don't we not like that high school sweetheart?
No, we don't, but it's just like another example of like I always thought like the angel numbers thing was like bullshit, but like 2s do show up in my life all the time. And like I still don't believe in the angel numbers thing, maybe, but like 2s are everywhere for me.
It's fascinating how prominent and common the number 2 is in the world.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Totally.
Oh my God. It's insane.
Anyways.
Angel numbers are real.
I'm very, very excited for you and your tattoo journey. And yeah, I know a lot of people will be interested in this episode because I don't know why. People have a lot of fascination with tattoos.
Yeah, and I feel like
let's go get a tattoo tonight.
No, I'm down. I have a couple that I like really want. Like me and Anya are my best friends.
Oh, I was thinking more of like a flash situation.
Yeah. No, I'm down. Yeah, me and Anya want like a star here. I'm trying to get good trouble with Danny, my like closest collaborator. What?
I think having one on my foot.
Like a smiley face on the big toe or something.
No. Oh, maybe I would do that.
Yeah, I'd get a smiley face. I'd get something like oh, yeah. I get
one on the bottom lip, like inside the bottom lip. I would get the word August for my company.
Are you Nadia?
Or I would do period, like period on my bottom.
You should just get like a silhouette of dripping blood out of the side of your mouth.
Nope, absolutely not.
Or like right out of the lip of your
vag.
That's
not really what I'm going for.
So then you can constantly have a period.
Oh, I actually don't hate that.
Yeah.
Like maybe I could have the word period on my
or if you have it like really big and like red ink, it can like look like you're free bleeding constantly down the side of your leg.
Nope. Wait, can I say
first that would be such a statement.
Unless it was red, it would look like I was peeing. So it'd have to be a red.
Red.
Okay, but I will say there's one tattoo that I would love, which is once I drunkenly told Henry that he had to write me a love letter in cursive, and he actually did it.
Okay, so you and Henry are going to be together forever.
But then he wrote, like, on the love letter, you are my everything, and everything is in cursive, and I thought it'd be really cute to get that.
Everything?
Nick, our sound engineer, is cracking the fuck up.
Is it the blood? Is it the dripping blood one?
Yeah.
But
you know what? I would totally get a little tiny red, like red blood drip.
Well, I would get
in honor of
ephemeral.
In honor of you. But you know what? Everyone always asks me about periods because they're like, you're the period girl, sister. Like, do you have your period? Like, anything about August? And I always say, like, I can't answer questions about August. And then TikTok is, like, super, like, crazy. So then they're like, anyway, you hate your sister? Like, no, I just don't like periods. I don't want to know about periods. I know about periods. Like, I don't want to talk about periods. Like, I hate my period. I have always hated my period. I despise periods. Like, I think that they, I think that, like, if I was you and I was the period girl, I would be an activist hating on periods. Like, I think that, like, for me, again, this is my perspective. I think that periods, when I was younger, I got my period in sixth grade and I went mute for 24 hours and I only talked to Nadia.
But look, I'm not for being obsessed with everybody's periods. Like, I don't want to drink period blood. I'm just about not shaming people for their period.
I'm not shaming. I just am anti me having a period. And I always respect that. They're disruptive. They make me hyper emotional. I've had to run out of classrooms for them. Like, but I have run out of mid of calculus tests. Like, they ruined my life. And
so
my
pants. A male will not be getting a period tattoo.
Just
anyways.
People talk to me about periods. And I'm like, please, I don't want to remember these horrible memories.
Anyways, thank you so much, y'all. We'll be back with updates because Amaya has many more tattoos coming. And we'll chat with you soon. Bye. I'll see you next Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.